Jerry Bader Show, 1021, excuse me, 1021. Jason, you're in like Flynn. My wife heard me mention on the air that when I'm in Sheboygan for the families of children with cancer remote at Johnson's Bakery Friday, that I would stop at our favorite sausage outlet store and get you stuff. She's already got a list, so now I have to do it. So I am going to be picking up a bunch of Sheboygan County sausage product for you because I have my wife now wants me to stop there. So it's a lock this time. Even I can't screw this up. I'll tell you what, you keep it under $20 and you can even make a list. It's like, here, I want this, this. I'll go to the website, Jason, of the store, and you can just pick and choose whatever you want. So there, how's that? Because now that my wife heard that I'm stopping there for you, she wants me to stop there for us. So you're all set. And by the way, I'm in Sheboygan on Friday. So stop on by Johnson's Bakery. Bring something nice for the kids, families of children with cancer. Now, in the last half hour, I've been talking about a number of developments concerning Obamacare. And this is, I'm telling you, when I said it was going to collapse over under its own weight, I didn't think this fast. Jake Tapper broke the story of memos from within the administration that they're panicky about what the next shoe's going to be to drop. Over the weekend, there was an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal by Edie Littlefield Sundby. Who is she? Don't take this the wrong way, but she's no one in particular that you would know. She is a cancer patient, and she considers herself one of the losers of Obamacare. I'm leaning over to catch my laptop here and read this, but I'll hopefully stay on mic as I do that. You also can't keep your doctor. That's the name of her piece in Saturday's Wall Street Journal. This was in yesterday's Wall Street Journal. Doesn't matter. You also cannot keep your doctor. Everyone is now clamoring about the Affordable Care Act's winners and losers. I, she writes, am one of the losers. My grievance is not political. All my energies are directed to enjoying life and staying alive, and I have no time for politics. For almost 7 years, I have fought and survived stage 4 gallbladder cancer with a 5-year survival rate of less than 2% after diagnosis. She has survived for 7. She's beaten the 2%. I am a determined fighter and extremely lucky, but this luck may have just run out. My affordable, life-saving medical insurance policy has been canceled effective December 31st. My choice is to get coverage through the government health exchange and lose access to my cancer doctors or pay much more for insurance outside the exchange. The quotes average 40 to 50% more for the privilege of starting over with an unfamiliar insurance company and impaired benefits. Countless hours searching for non-exchange plans have uncovered nothing that compares well with my existing coverage. But the greatest source of frustration is Covered California. That's the state's Affordable Care Act health insurance exchange, and by some reports, one of the best such exchanges in the country. After 4 weeks of researching plans on the website, talking directly to government exchange counselors, insurance companies, and medical providers, my University Cancer Institute, insurance broker and I are as confused as ever. Time is running out, and we still don't have a clue how to best proceed. Two things have been essential in my fight to survive stage 4 cancer. The first are doctors and health teams in California and Texas. At the Medical Center of the University of California, San Diego, and its Moores Cancer Center, Stanford University's Cancer Center Institute, and the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. The second element essential to my fight is a United Healthcare PPO, Preferred Provider Organization, health insurance policy. Since March of 2007, United Healthcare has paid $1.2 million to help keep me alive. It has never once questioned any treatment or any procedure recommended by my medical team. The company pays a fair price to the doctors and hospitals on time and is responsive to the emergency treatment requirements of late-stage cancer. Its caring people in the claims office have been readily available to talk to me and my providers. But in January, UnitedHealthcare sent me a letter announcing that they were pulling out of the individual California market, and we reported that here. The company suggested I look to Covered California starting in October. You would think it'd be simple to find a health exchange plan that allows me, living in San Diego, to continue to see my primary oncologist at Stanford University and my primary care doctors at the University of California, San Diego. Not so. UCSD has agreed to accept only one Covered California plan, a very restrictive Anthem EPO plan. EPO stands for Exclusive Provider Organization, which means the plan has a small network of doctors and facilities and no out-of-network coverage, as in a preferred provider organization plan, except for emergencies. Stanford accepts an Anthem PPO plan, but is not available for purchase in San Diego. Only Anthem HMO and EPO plans are available in San Diego. Just reading that paragraph, you can see what this has become for her. So, if I go with a health exchange plan, I must choose between Stanford and UCSD. Stanford has kept me alive, but UCSD has provided emergency and local treatment support during wretched periods of this disease, and it is where my primary care doctors are. Before the Affordable Care Act, health insurance policies could not be sold across state lines. Now, policies sold on the ACA exchanges may not be offered across county lines. What happened to the president's promise, you can keep your health plan, or the promise that you can keep your doctor? Thanks to the law, I have been forced to give up a world-class health plan. The exchange would force me to give up a world-class physician. For a cancer patient, medical coverage is a matter of life and death. Take away people's ability to control their medical coverage choices, and they may die. I guess that's a highly effective way to control medical costs. Perhaps that's the point. And she is extremely pointed in her comments there. Now, I mentioned earlier that I might try to get Democrat Heidi Heitkamp, U.S. Senator, on the show today. There's a piece in the news today. This happened today. A senior government official declined to say today if the administration will support legislation to fulfill Barack Obama's oft-stated promise that anyone who likes their health plan will be able to keep it under the nation's new law. Marilyn Taverner, head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, appearing before a Senate committee, also said the government's healthcare website has improved since its widely panned launch and talked about how things are getting better there. Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee asked if the administration would support legislation introduced in the Senate by Wisconsin's Ron Johnson to allow individuals to retain their existing coverage if they want to. He recalled Obama's pledge to that effect, first made in 2009. In response, Taverner said she hadn't read the legislation and took no position on it. This is the 1-2 punch that Republicans are going to have to start throwing here. Will President Obama support this? And what about the so-called blue dogs in the U.S. Senate? Will they support it? Will they go along with it, including Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota? I will try to ask her on the air tomorrow. What about Tammy Baldwin? You know what? We need to really start giving out her phone number again. I think we'll do that tomorrow. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.